All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We're back. We are back from the holiday break. So, yes, you're listening to Dr. Holt, Fresh Start with Dr. Holt, and we're ready to get things cracking this morning. So get up, everybody. Get up. Everyone that's listening, get up, get up, get up. We're ready to get moving on one of Arizona's best radio shows in history. We are the only one that specifically deals with incarcerating issues and dealing with justice issues and reform and restorative justice and reentry, all of those things. That's what we're about. We're about creating a platform and a pulpit to speak about the struggles of our brothers and sisters who's been incarcerated in prison, or not just prison, but also in a county jail. I think a lot of times we forget about our local jails. We have a lot of our brothers and sisters in the community who's incarcerated in the county jails, as well as state and federal penitentiaries. But I want to say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. We pray that Christmas was a blessing. We pray that your New Year's that is up and coming in a few days is a blessing as well. I don't know what your resolution is, what your plans are, but, you know, everybody have some type of resolution, or I'm going to change my diet, or I'm going to finally get to the gym, or if I do go to the gym, I'm going to make sure I do 3 or 4 days a week and not just 1 day a week. I tell you what, whatever your resolution is, if it's about your wellness, this is about your mental, your emotional and spiritual growth, financial growth as well, I'm all for it. And so here at the Fresh Start family, we want to say Merry Christmas to you. We pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful and an outstanding new year. We all are blessed because we made it to the end of 2022, and we know a lot of people didn't make it. If you notice lately in our nation, there's been a lot of death, a lot of murders, a lot of homicides, and some suicides. And so if you're still alive, you're still breathing, count your blessings. It's easy to complain about what's not right and what's not going on, the shoulda, woulda, couldas. But just take time to be thankful on today. Let's get excited for the brand new year of 2023. I pray that 2023 will be one of the most outstanding and prosperous years of your lifetime. And surely it's certainly possible. Again, we're here, Fresh Start. We took a little break for Christmas. We're back. We're getting ready, a few days away from New Year's. And you know what we're about. We're about talking about the issues that we see in the justice system. And we're not scared to talk about the real issues that is at hand. You hear me say all the time, we incarcerate way too many people in this country. And we need to shift the narrative from being tough on crime to being smart on crime. We have to shift our whole judicial system from being punitive to being more restorative. That's just where we need to be. Public safety is not about putting a million handcuffs on people. Public safety is about giving people a fresh start. Real public safety is when people come out of prison that we shift their mindsets to never, ever want to go back to prison again and never commit another criminal act. That's what real public safety is all about. And so, you know, a fresh start, you know, we're here to help our brothers and sisters that's been incarcerated, and also to help people from being incarcerated. And so that's another work that we do to help people. If you got outstanding warrants and things of that nature, we help you to get those warrants squashed. And so we did a wonderful job last October, and we're looking forward to the brand new year 2023 to do the same again. Fresh Start not only help people with backgrounds, things of that nature, we just help communities, period. We help low-income communities. We help incarcerated communities that may not have that money to put food on the table, may not be able to get toys under the tree. And so last week, on December 23rd, we were there at the Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church, and we served around 250 individuals for our Fresh Start Christmas giveaway, and we were so proud to be able to do that. So, yeah, so we're here today. We're looking for a great time today, and I got my guy with me. Tom is right back. Tom Cortez is back with us, and we're excited to have him. He was with me as well on that Christmas giveaway. So what's up, Tom? Talk about it.
Well, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, the amount of people that were there, the kids that were there, the joy that was there, the relief that was there, because a fresh start was offered through a few gifts that took a burden off of mom and dad. And, you know, with the big fresh start for 2023 coming right around the corner, each day we pick them up, we put it on, and we go forward, and we give it a fresh start. And fresh start is reaching not only into the legal avenues of people's lives and opening those up so that they could have flourishing futures, but we're also reaching into the home and the relationships and those aspects, which are so important for community and people to embrace community. And it is necessary, because we saw at Pilgrim's Rest Baptist Church a community come together to serve the community, and it was so enjoyable, because the fire truck came and they showed the fire truck, and the police car came and they showed the police car, and it was just a really fun event. They ran the ladder up for people. Nobody climbed up it, but you know, it was just really cool, and the gifts. We didn't run out.
No, we didn't. We had an overflow, actually.
We didn't run out. and our time ran out, and we still had people coming, and we didn't run out.
Yeah.
And it was just such a joy, bro. You walk away from that feeling relieved. You walk away from that, me personally, feeling like God smiled.
Right.
You know, and that feels warm.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like an embrace. And
yeah.
And what that's Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So super cool event. You know, we got to extend it, you know, through the thing that we did at the Wildcat Inn. We got to extend it further at the Amphi Neighborhood Park with some of the homeless population, which was, you know, it's heartbreaking and it's moving, and you're so in the moment of recognizing that these people right now are experiencing something that otherwise there was no way they would have if you didn't come out here and do this.
Right.
And all it takes is for you to go out there and do it. I had people join me this time, volunteers, and I mean, they were sitting there laughing and crying at the same time, because what we're doing, bro, is making an eternal change in people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Because that imprints on, you know, like all those traumas we always talk about, that imprints on your brain.
Yeah.
You know, those immense sessions of love and compassion, that imprints on your brain, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we're doing that, then we're winning.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I always say about it, if you go to church one day a week and you go to the world 6 days a week, the world's going to win. Six times out of one, right?
Yeah.
So let's go to church every day and show that kindness and that grace and the mercy and see what happens.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's easy for us to teach Sunday school lessons and preach sermons at the pulpit. But if the pulpit doesn't get to the messages from the pulpit, don't get to the grassroots disenfranchised, marginalized communities, where the message of the Lord can get to people, where everyone can get hope, then we're doing a disservice for the kingdom. And so it's very important that we continue to have a vision for the poor and a mission for the poor. And that shouldn't just look cute on websites and look good on pamphlets and different things, but it needs to be where we care about doing all that we can to help those that are in need the most. And there's also, and I'm glad you brought up the homeless population, because there is an intersectionality and an alignment between incarceration and homelessness. Because we know when you have a felony, it's very difficult to get a place to stay, right? So this is what we were talking about, the organization talking about, was Jeremiah's house?
Jeremiah Home.
Yeah. Jeremiah Home. So having transitional homes, transitional housing there, when people come out of prison, that they have a place that they can stay and get themselves together, get the skills that they need. Use transitional housing has a certain time limit, whether it's 60 days, 90 days, 6 months. But you get a time where you can get a place to stay, start working on you and doing the things that you do. Why is that important? Well, it's important because if you have a background issue, far as with a felony, a lot of landlords, a lot of leasing management companies do not want to lease you a home or do not allow you to stay at many of these facilities. Well, the question is, what happens to these people that can't find a place to stay? Well, okay, then the next thing is, in order for me to stay somewhere, I got to have income. Well, the felony issue impacts your ability to create income because of employment issues, and it also impacts your place to stay. When you don't have the income stream or the adequate income stream to even afford or have affordability far as a home or far as an apartment, that pushes up the homeless population. But I don't have nowhere to go. I don't have any money. I don't have any income. And I can't have a place to stay. I'm out on these streets. And if you notice, and homelessness is not just a formerly incarcerated person's issue. It's a normal civilian American issue as well, to where affordability is just a problem. Regulating the amount of rent that we see, landlords are almost pretty much just gentrifying many communities, just pushing so many people out, forcing them to either live somewhere else or live nowhere, is a big issue in our communities. And so helping those that are in need is crucial to the mission of Fresh Start and the message. And the struggle is real.
In California, just passed the first county in California has just passed a law prohibiting background checks for housing. And I've spoke to some 5+ individuals over the last month.
Yeah.
One in particular, gentleman has lived in a place under a lease, has a felony conviction for the last 2 years. New ownership in the apartment complex does not allow felonies. They're not going to let them have a new lease.
Right.
Him and his wife have felonies. Now they have no place to live. And they're both working people.
Yeah.
And have been doing it for 2 years. They've lived there in good standing, and now they're going to be out on the street.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
Right.
You know, we have to do better.
Yeah, and we must do better. And I think when individuals are running for office and wants to sit in the seat of power, we need to be asking more questions about what matters to us in our communities. And we have to talk more. I mean, the bumper sticker of reform, justice reform, that's a nice, cute buzzword. But where do you stand? You know, what if you are given an opportunity to serve, how are you helping individuals who are really having a hard time finding placement, far as a home and placement? And you cannot just use the county jail. So let me just say that. You cannot use the county jail, ladies and gentlemen, as the new shelter for homelessness. Because I've seen many people in many communities try to arrest and criminalize poverty and homelessness. And because we can't put them into a shelter, well, we just arrest them and put them into jail. And we exacerbate the issue. We never get to some of the root causes.
Amen. I agree. And I've always said in the past that I'd rather do 3 years in prison than 6 months in jail, because it's just a nightmare there.
Wow.
You know, it is just, you are, look, we just did 3 years of lockdown and isolation, and what came out of it? The depression is on the rise. Anxiety is on the rise. Yeah. Domestic abuse is on the rise.
Yeah.
Relationships are falling apart. Divorce is on the rise. Society just got a glimpse of what it is to be incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now they're saying, look at what has happened. take a look at what has happened. Yeah. We've been incarcerating people for thousands of years. Yeah. This is what we are doing to human beings.
Yeah.
And it comes back to the fact, who do you want to be your neighbor?
Right.
Do you want the guy to be your neighbor that has been in a cage being hit by a stick for 15 years? Or do you want a guy that has been vocationally trained, educated, counseled, given mental health availability, physical exercise, all of those things? When you give somebody that and you treat them like a whole person, you're going to get a whole person.
Yeah, right. No, that's real. And and again, you know, this is what we're here. We're here to make sure that we're serving our community and we're bringing healing to our community. Because the struggle is real when you come out of prison. The struggle is real when you come out of jail. You don't have the life skills. You have a felony background. No one wants to really lend a loan to you. No one wants to give you a home to stay. No one wants to really give you a job. So with that being said, we are excited about this new legislation. I know we haven't talked much about it. And I think we need to really start getting the word out to many of our brothers and sisters that's getting ready to re-enter society coming out of prison, that there's this new legislation called Seal the Record Law. Let me say that again, Seal the Record Law. It's probably the closest legislation that we get to a full expungement. Arizona is super slow on catching up to where we need to be. But we'll take it. It's not a full expungement, but it's very close to it. And so right now, anyone that's been arrested or convicted or sentenced with the justice system can apply for this petition. The legislation is to help you move on with your life. And so if you file the petition and get your petition approved, the way it's supposed to work is it will seal your record. And not only seal your record, but it's even in the, I was reading some of the rules with the Arizona Supreme Court, is that you can also put on the job application or the apartment application that you have never been convicted of any crime. That's how beneficial they believe that this legislation is going to be, that when you apply for this application, you will do not have to put down that you've been arrested or convicted for a felony. Because the reason is that it's supposed to be sealed to the point that if Raytheon, if Microsoft, if any other major employers do a background check, they will not be able to find any record at all. If a landlord or leasing apartment company wants to do a background check, they will not as well be able to see into your background as far as a felony. So you will be able to go and put on the job application that you have not been convicted. So that's in theory. I want to see. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm totally excited about this legislation because people that do restorative justice work have been crying out about something that we can take further than just ban the box. You know, we have to look into really sealing these backgrounds. So in theory, that's how it was supposed to go. But it's going to take us some time to see how this works. It's very, very brand new. The only exception is law enforcement, prosecution, and I believe courts will still be able to see your backgrounds. But any civilian companies, organizations, or corporations that you apply for employment, your background's supposed to be so sealed, no one would be able to see it. So I'm excited about that because before we had this legislation, the best we had was set aside your convictions. Convictions set aside, which we knew was never a full expungement. Employers can still look into your backgrounds and still not give you an opportunity. With this legislation that's supposed to take place at the beginning of the year, No one's supposed to be able to see your records except those in the justice system. So if you are coming out of prison or you are out of prison and maybe we already restored your rights, you still can benefit from this legislation. So this is why we want to start making this announcement on our show. Start looking into getting your record sealed. There was some information. What was that information with Megan Page, public defender?
Sure. For assistance, call the Pima County Public Defender's Office at 520-724-6800. Because you can't register to vote if you've been convicted of a felony, and they'll help you get your rights restored, and they'll help you with the options that are going to be available to you coming tomorrow. Yeah. Wow, this is like a game changer for a great many people. I'm absolutely certain there's a criteria involved for the crimes that would be eligible to receive this. But, wow, I mean, it's not only just erasing it from the computer.
Yeah.
You know, it's erasing it from your sight of seeing it on the computer. Right. It's like the girl that came out of Fresh Start.
Yeah.
And she said, they showed me the screen and it was gone.
It was gone.
I can get my kids back.
Yeah.
Oh, God, bro. You just are pouring out that this. Oh, how great is this?
Yeah. And you make a great point. And with that being said, we want you to go look up, go to YouTube, look under Fresh Start documentary. We just completed our documentary. It's not long. It's about 7 minutes long, but it is very powerful. You can feel the goosebumps. I know you hear a lot about what we're doing, and you know, and I always said, well, I want to do a documentary because the documentary is really going to help capture the experience and the event and the impact that we do for our whole county. I mean, for us to say, oh, we do this, we get the courts, you know, it's like it gets a little much for people to try to just get all of that and interpret it and to get a visual of it. But the Fresh Start documentary is just powerful. You have to go to YouTube. My listeners, please go to YouTube and type in Fresh Start documentary. And check it out. Please let us know how you feel about it. But it is powerful. I ask you to share it. Put it on your social media. Put it on your Facebook. Because we want the message to get out about Fresh Start. And we're trying to take Fresh Start to your next city. So it started out with Tucson. But we want a Fresh Start in Phoenix, our neighboring city, our capital. Can you imagine a Fresh Start at our state capital? Wow, that's just powerful. Just think about many lives that can be touched and changed. We want to get it into Atlanta. We like to see it in our border, our neighboring state in California, in L.A. or Compton somewhere, where we know that lives are changed and people can really benefit from it. So keep it locked on the new legislation that's going to be released at the beginning of the year. If you've been incarcerated, you've been arrested, you've been convicted, you've been sentenced, you qualify to file for a petition. We really believe coming until the next Fresh Start event in October, that is going to be huge. We only got about a minute and a half left. Anything else you want to share?
Here's the thing. When people come to Fresh Start and they find out about Fresh Start, they find out about Fresh Start for a singular purpose,
right?
What it is they want to use that for.
Right.
We get to see this from an overview of all of these purposes.
Yeah.
You know, and you actually get to see purpose fulfilled through that day. Yeah. And you see lives changed through that day because you believe that a person walks away from a table, walks away from the court.
Yeah.
They've got a fresh start.
Wow. It's powerful. Tom was there. Tom would tell you he's not just he just don't work with us. Far as Fresh Start, he's benefited from the resources of Fresh Start. God has expanded our territory.
Amen.
And I'm excited about the lives that's going to be changed. We have so many other things. You got to think we've done We have done, our expo is 2 years old, but the organization is only 8 months old. And just an 8 month organization that is just doing some ridiculous things. So listen, guys, we thank you for the time. We're out of time, but listen, keep it locked on many of those opportunities for resources. Tune in to us every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. And we're going to do all we can to help every individual who wants it to get a real fresh start. God bless.